couple Saints return to practice. One who exited the last game returns to practice. And the Saints roll into the weekend looking for a matchup and a win against the Los Angeles Rams at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Welcome to the Afternoon Wrap here on NewOrleansSaints.com. Well, first, the good news. Teron Armstead, left tackle, and cornerback Delvin Bro, both are at the portion of practice that is available for the media to see. So it looks like both of those guys might be a go for Sunday's game against the Rams. Teron has missed the last couple of games, and Delvin missed the last game. So hopefully those guys can be back on the field to help the Saints do what they need to do against the Rams on Sunday. Mark Ingram, who exited the last game against Carolina with a concussion, said he was knocked out for a couple of seconds. Mark was in practice and available to go, did not participate in the contact portion of practice, but he was available for practice, and he believes he'll be ready to go on Sunday. And Drew Brees, the quarterback, knows exactly what the Saints figure to see on offense against a Rams defense that is coached by former Saints defensive coordinator Greg Williams.
Yeah. I mean, I know what I see on film. I know, obviously, the things that he's done in the past as part of his scheme. I mean, listen, I know that he's a very good defensive coach, and I know that he's going to have some things for us, I'm sure, that we haven't seen or that are new. So my philosophy going into every game is always to expect the unexpected, to trust our rules, to trust in our plan, and then just to go out and execute it.
Now, if we talk about one side of the football, we have to talk about the other. We have to talk about the Rams offense. They will be starting a rookie quarterback, Jared Goff, only making his second start. Started last week against Miami. The Rams lost that game 14-10. However, he's the number one overall draft pick in the NFL draft, and a couple of Saints defenders know exactly what they figure to be getting into when they see Goff on the field on Sunday.
He's a Cal guy, so you know he's going to be an elite processor off the rip. Something like a wizard. You know, I wouldn't call him Aaron Rodgers, but he could get there in a couple years. I would also say that, he clearly has an arm. He's the number one overall pick. There's clearly intangibles that, we're going to have to figure out on the field that made him the number one pick of this past year's draft. And as a Cal guy, I feel like it's my job to welcome him to the league, and I have to find a way to do that.
Jerry's a quarterback. He's strong arm type quarterback. Definitely made a lot of throws in college. We have one game in preseason tape to look at. It really doesn't tell you enough about a quarterback, but we have to find, that he does make short passes, makes them well, puts them in tight windows. So we just got to be able to, just understand what's his go-to when certain routes and when pressure comes, what he likes to look for.
And we referenced Mark Ingram earlier. We'll let Mark tell you in his own words exactly what happened against Carolina, the protocol he went through, and how he plans to be back on the field for this game.
Yeah, I feel better. So practice today, and everything felt good. So just taking the steps to get cleared on Friday.
Well, that's a wrap for this wrap. Pre-Thanksgiving on the Afternoon Wrap here on NewOrleansSaints.com. We're sponsored by Acme Oysterhouse. Join us here throughout the rest of the week. We'll have more videos of players as well as updates on the Saints throughout practice this week. And also check for the injury report. As we get closer to the game, we'll be able to tell you exactly who's going to be in and who's going to be out. I'm John DeShazer, and this is the Afternoon Wrap.